Dallas Brooks today for your Chevrolet, corner of Bush and Venice.
Here's a sign of the times. A venerable car dealership in San Francisco will stop selling new GM vehicles on December 15th. The family-owned Ellis Brooks Auto Center has been a Chevrolet dealership for 53 years, and as of next week, it will be strictly a used car business. Joining us from member station KQED in San Francisco are three generations of the Brooks family. I'd like you to introduce yourselves, and let's first hear from the president of the company.
Good morning. I'm Marie Brooks, president of Ellis Brooks Auto Center in San Francisco.
I'm Arthur Brooks. I'm the facility manager.
And I'm Marie's grandson, John Brooks, general manager.
Well, thank you all for making the time to talk to us today. Mrs. Brooks, I want to start with you just for a little bit of history, because it was your late husband, Ellis Brooks. He founded the company in 1935, started selling Chevys in the 1950s. Can you give us just a little bit more of the history of the business?
Well, he was first a real dealer in the 30s. He was a Studebaker dealer. He was a used car dealer during World War II. Then it became a Kaiser Frazier dealer and then a Hudson dealer. And in 1955, April 15th, he became a Chevrolet dealer. And his words were that was the closest thing to heaven any automobile dealer would ever have on this earth.
But now you've had to make what's been called on your website a difficult and emotional decision.
Extremely. After 53 years believing and breathing Chevrolet and General Motors, and having employees who've been with us 45 years, they are our family, have been our family, have helped me rear my two sons and daughter, and now my grandson.
General manager / grandson, John Brooks, how did you arrive at the decision to stop selling new Chevys?
Well, it was kind of forced on us by some union issues that we were having.
The issue being that of union and pensions, there's a lot of money to be paid out of the pension fund?
Correct, yeah. The pension fund has been underfunded for quite a few years now, and our liability has been increasing every year. And the way the market and everything has gone this year, we know our liability is going to more than double if we weren't out of that by the end of the year.
John, in a recent interview, you were very critical of the way that General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner was running things. What was he doing wrong?
Well, I don't like the fact that he took a huge multi-million dollar bonus last year for losing the company $30 billion. He, a few years ago, was quoted as saying Saturn was going to be GM's comeback, and for a division of General Motors that has never made a profit since it was created, to base your comeback hopes on that as opposed to Chevrolet, which has been their quote-unquote big dog brand for 60, 70, 80 years. I think that's just a sign that he didn't really know what he was talking about.
Arthur Brooks, Marie's son, you're the facilities manager. 45 employees have to be laid off. How is everyone coping with that news?
Not really well, you know. A lot of people there watched me grow up from 12 years old. To me, it feels worse than all the family deaths that I've had to go through.
Yeah.
45 employees. I mean, it feels like 45 deaths all at once.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of customer loyalty also. Mm-hmm. We have customers that followed when we were selling Nissans. They continued to do business with us. We sold Nissans at the same time we were selling Chevrolets, and some of them are still customers in our service department. So it's been not just the family inside, but the outside customers have been family too.
Yeah. Arthur, you say some of these employees have known you since you were 12 years old. What memories do you have of growing up in the car business with your mom and dad?
I can tell you I started to drive there when I was 12. I learned to drive.
Marie, what kind of car did you let your son drive when he was 12 years old?
Oh, he didn't. To my knowledge, he didn't drive. I think maybe his grandfather, who was working there part-time at that time, may have allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't allow me to drive till I was 18, so when I had my license. That's when the allowed part got in there.
Yeah, but you were almost a pro at that point, right?
yes.
Yeah. John, what are your memories of growing up in the family business?
Pretty much the same. I mean, I've worked there since I was 12 years old. I was working in the detail department and washing cars for a while and growing up, starting in the eighth grade and all through high school. And I worked in the parts department, service. But, I learned to drive in the building. Arthur taught me how to drive when I was 11 or 12. I mean, he kind of covered up a few of the cars that I might have wrecked during that period. Not too bad, but a little damage here and there. But, just growing up with everybody. And, I mean, I've grown up with all the people there since day one, since I was born, you know. So it's difficult.
Marie, since you've been at this the longest, do you have any advice to give to other dealerships?
I don't claim to be an expert. The automobile business has always had its ups and downs. And I was talking earlier today about when business is good, we all let expenses get out of control. And that's probably the advice I would say is in the good times, keep your expenses under control. Do the same thing in the good times that you do in the slack times, so you have the capital left.
Do you think you'd ever get back into selling new cars again?
Yeah, I don't see why not. At least in this market, it probably wouldn't be with a domestic product, which is sad to say, because they've given us everything. They've given me my whole life, and I'll always drive Chevrolets, but if it comes down to a business standpoint, if I'm in the Bay Area, I'm not going to be selling new Chevrolets, unfortunately. I'll still drive them, but I'll probably be selling a Japanese automaker.
Well, what do you think the future holds for the business, John?
We'll see. You know, I've been telling people it's not our last chapter. It's just a new chapter. See where the world takes us.
John, Arthur, and Marie Brooks run the family-owned Brooks Auto Center in San Francisco. They will stop selling new Chevrolets as of December 15th and become strictly a used car business. They joined us from the studios of member station KQED. Thank you all, and good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy.
You're listening to NPR News.